Is there an organized way to study Buddhist sutras? If you want to study Buddhist sutras in an organized, chronological order, you need to read a book called In the Buddha's Words by a renowned scholar monk Bhikkhu Bodhi. Divided into 10 thematic chapters, it reveals the full scope of the Buddha's teachings, from family life to the path of renunciation and attainment of nirvana. And it does so by giving you access to the most important sutras of the Pali Canon, in modern terminology, the Buddha's greatest hits. The author writes, though his teaching is highly systematic, there is no single text that can be ascribed to the Buddha in which he defines the architecture of the Dhamma. The purpose of the present book is to develop and exemplify such a scheme. I here attempt to provide a comprehensive picture of the Buddha's teaching that incorporates a wide variety of suttas into an organic structure. You can start reading Bhikkhu Bodhi's book right now or see more suggestions below. 1. What the Buddha taught. What the Buddha taught is a reliable introduction to the complexities of Buddhism. It persistently enjoys popularity in colleges and contains a selection of texts from the original Pali scriptures. The author of the book, Venerable Walpola Rahula, is a scholar monk who trained in the Theravada tradition in Ceylon. Through a clear overview of ancient texts, he discovers a kernel of truth hidden beneath the umbrella of teachings, customs, and beliefs that is Buddhism. Learn it first, then move comfortably on to other Buddhist works. The author writes, Buddhism is neither pessimistic nor optimistic. If anything at all, it is realistic, for it takes a realistic view of life and of the world. It looks at things objectively, Yathabuddham. It does not falsely lull you into living in a fool's paradise, nor does it frighten and agonize you with all kinds of imaginary fears and sins. It tells you exactly and objectively what you are and what the world around you is, and shows you the way to perfect freedom, peace, tranquility, and happiness. 2. Dhammapada. The Dhammapada is a collection of verses, gathered from direct disciples of the Buddha who wanted to preserve what they had learned from their master. Eknath Iswaran's introduction to the Dhammapada gives an overview of the Buddha's teachings that is clear and accessible for readers new to Buddhist philosophy. His translation is based on the original Pali scriptures. Chapter introductions, notes, and a Sanskrit glossary place individual verses into the context of ancient Buddhist texts. Eknath Iswaran writes, "If everything else were lost, we would need nothing more than the Dhammapada to follow the way of the Buddha." 3. In the Buddha's Words, an anthology of discourses from the Pali Canon. This book being the last item on this list is not a coincidence. I put it here because it weaves everything you've learned from the reads above into an organic structure. Divided into 10 thematic chapters, In the Buddha's Words reveals the full scope of the Buddha's teachings, from family life to the path of renunciation and attainment of nirvana. And it does so by giving you access to the most important sutras of the Pali Canon, in modern terminology, the Buddha's greatest hits. The author writes, though his teaching is highly systematic, there is no single text that can be ascribed to the Buddha in which he defines the architecture of the Dhamma. The purpose of the present book is to develop and exemplify such a scheme. I here attempt to provide a comprehensive picture of the Buddha's teaching that incorporates a wide variety of suttas into an organic structure.